as the PNG capital ends its lockdown. Here in Australia, the people of Melbourne are in the second week of a strict stage 4 lockdown. The Victorian state government says it's needed to stop the spread of COVID-19, but it's creating new issues, seriously affecting people's mental health. And as Marla Damati reports, Pacific Islanders are among those feeling the strain.
Life has changed drastically for the people of Melbourne in recent weeks. They're facing the toughest COVID-19 restrictions in Australia, stage 4 lockdowns. Here's the Premier of the state of Victoria, Daniel Andrews.
I'm declaring a state of disaster across Victoria. This will be in addition to the state of emergency that has operated throughout. Beyond that, I have a new series of stage 4 restrictions to announce. The stay-at-home restrictions for Metro Melbourne will be enhanced. There will be additional limits to the 4 reasons to leave home.
The idea is to stop the spread of the virus, and experts think the strict measures are now starting to work. But there have been unintended consequences of the harsher lockdown measures, as more and more people are struggling with mental health issues.
Oh, Lord. I've just came to start life here from like square one. And now with this, I don't know how much I can go.
Faith is a Papua New Guinean woman who lives in social housing in Melbourne. She is a frontline worker who moved to Australia a few years ago, leaving behind her 5 children back in PNG. She says that she's struggling to cope with the new measures.
I am mentally stressed because normally, back in my culture, we live together, normally in clusters. We don't live alone. So that is kind of a stress. So every weekend, I used to go to my friends and say hi. We catch up for a coffee or so, and that gives us stress-free and stuff like that. But at the moment, with the lockdown, it's different. It's completely different.
Faith is not alone. Victorian health authorities say there has been a 29% increase in the number of people seeking mental health support by phone. They're also worried by the growing number of people self-harming, seeing an increase in young people who have done so in the past 6 weeks. Here's Victoria's mental health minister.
For young people under 18, we've seen a 33% increase in presentations for people with self-harm in emergency departments. And overall, mental illness is presented at our emergency departments. We've seen a 23.3% increase in people presenting in those acute settings with a mental illness.
As a response, the state government has announced a funding boost of almost $60 million Australian dollars, especially for mental health support, but much of it will be for people who are really unwell and distressed. Councillor Tigist Kabede says that it's quite common for members of Australia's multicultural communities to struggle accessing mental health services.
Often for people from different cultural backgrounds, things such as the stigma around mental health and being unwell has been amplified.
Tigist Kabede is also known as the coloured therapist on social media, as she works primarily in providing culturally appropriate mental health care. But Ms. Kabede says that there aren't a lot of people providing such services, despite the fact that almost 1 in 3 people in the state were born overseas. She believes Melbourne's stage 4 lockdowns and the coronavirus pandemic more broadly has amplified inequalities that already exist in the mental health system.
Accessing and receiving treatment and the barriers to that have increased. The stress around opportunities for work and working in unsecure work has increased, as often people from marginalised racial backgrounds are the ones doing jobs that put them in high-risk settings, so such as security, such as aged care, disability. People doing a lot of these essential workers come from often marginalised backgrounds, and they're the ones exposed to COVID. And as a result, their mental health and well-being, the disparities that already exist for them has been even further amplified.
She welcomes the state government's mental health funding boost, but she wants to see some of the money used for more culturally appropriate mental health care.
I know a ton of community members who are like, it's okay if you don't speak my language. However, invite my diversity into the conversation. By inviting my diversity, by saying, you know, you are from Pacifica background, you are from African background, you are First Nations, you are insert any other community other than the white homogenous group, you are inviting their diversity, and then they can inform you how they wish to be treated.
More than half of the new funding, though, is for the most serious of mental health conditions, for hospital-based services or services for people after they have left. The rest will go to community-based services or special support for youth and frontline workers, including nurses and police. And Ms. Kabere says while the situation is tough, there are ways for people who are experiencing moderate mental health symptoms can cope.
So things such as creating a basic routine for yourself. If you are able to get up and complete a task such as have a shower, brush your teeth, try and have some regular routine in what you are doing will create some sense of normalcy for yourself, even if that's the hardest thing that you can do on that day. That is really, really important. Maybe stepping outside, 3, to engage with people. So if you are socially isolated and you do not have friends or family that you can talk to or anyone in your social network, engaging in lifeline numbers and those services, it is not something that anyone should ever be embarrassed about. It's not something that anyone should ever be sad about. These services provide interpreters and whatnot. It is so vital right now that when we are isolated, that we have someone to talk to.
For PNG woman Faith, she is trying to keep herself and her mind busy while Melbourne is in lockdown. Her PNG Women's organisation is setting up a crafting session where she will teach knitting and crocheting, helping her weave some human contact back into her life, even if it's via the computer.
AEF taken the initiative to run some kind of an online workshop, and they asked me to do knitting and crochet to teach other women online while we are at home.
That was PNG woman Faith. She lives here in Melbourne, ending that report from Marla Damati. And if you are here in Melbourne or in Australia, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Or if you prefer to text, they also have a texting service that operates between 6 p.m. and midnight. That number is 0477 13 11 14. 0477 13 11 14. And later on in the program, we'll be talking about the spike in mental health cases in Fiji.